welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it is me, Carrie Jones, and this is the last in our three-week series on scene and structure, the Dwight Swain way, so let's get going. Like we said in the first week, Swain makes us writers think of basic elemental structure and creating our novel in these four steps: making cool characters, two, grouping your sentences and paragraphs into motivation-reaction units, grouping those motivation-reaction units into scenes and sequels, that's number three, and then four, grouping those scenes and sequels into story patterns. Last week, we talked about scene and sequel and how it helps keep our novels not episodic and logical instead, because it's all about cause and effect. So a quick recap, scenes have goals, conflicts, and disasters. That is a sequence of them. Sequels have the character's reaction to the disaster, a dilemma where she figures out what to do next, and then a decision where she decides what the hell to do now and does it. So, how do you make those scenes and sequels that we talked about in the last week's podcast work together? You have to think of scene and sequel as a single unit, says the manuscript shredder. That's a hard word to say for me. Shredder. Sorry. It's hard for me to be normal. Okay, so they write, one builds to the next, establishing a chain of causes that leads the reader through the character's story. There are two sides of the same coin. Bring them together and make them both work for you. Or, as Raven Oak writes, scenes and sequels should continue to alternate the entire length of the novel, and in doing so, they'll create a natural flow for both plot progression and character development. Many authors plan or outline the sequence of events using scene and sequel on index cards before writing. Just about any novel you read will follow this rhythm. It seems simple, but structure usually is. Tomorrow on the Living Happy blog, I'll be talking a little bit more about this and the types of disasters that can happen in scene. But next week on the podcast, we're moving on. That was me trying to be excited. I'm so tired today. So tired. Are you tired? It's hard when you're tired. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And the track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People or Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.